Problems plagued the state-mandated AMP testing at the Haines School and across Alaska. And Freeride wants to come back, but they say more sponsorships are needed. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The state of Alaska has suspended its state-mandated testing because of ongoing problems with the online assessments. As KHNS's Emily Files reports, the problems have caused frustration for the Haines School District.
Haines Junior High and High School students sat down at computers March 30th to take the Alaska Measures of Progress exams when they ran into problems like this.
You know, we've attempted a test a couple times, and kids get timed out or the test just stops.
That's Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson.
It just continues to be just a fiasco.
The problem comes all the way from the University of Kansas, where the testing vendor, the Achievement and Assessment Institute, is based. The testing shut down Tuesday when a construction crew severed a fiber optic cable. On Thursday, some districts tried again, only to run into more problems with the vendor's system. That's when the Alaska Department of Education decided to suspend testing statewide. Here's department spokesman Eric Fry.
It was going on and off, and that's just too disruptive to the school day. You know, the students have to leave class and go to a room where the computers are, and they sit down to take the test. And if it's constantly being disrupted, then it becomes an enormous waste of time. We can't ask the teachers and the students to put up with something that starts and stops like that. So the Interim Commissioner Susan McCauley decided to tell the districts to just suspend testing.
Haines Superintendent Carlson says all the testing that was scheduled for early April will be put on hold until there's a guarantee from the testing vendor that the problems are fixed. He says the disruptions have been frustrating for teachers and students.
It's a scramble on everybody's part to be able to kind of keep up with what's going on. And, you know, and the parents as well. I mean, we've tried to indicate that this is a pretty big deal, and to make certain that your child has proper rest and gets a good meal and all of those sorts of things.
The tests measure student achievement in math, English language arts, and science. After the first implementation of the AMP assessments last year, there were multiple delays in getting scores from the testing vendor. When the results did come out, there were complaints that the score information wasn't detailed enough to help teachers. In January, the Department of Education announced that the state would abandon the AMP tests, but it was too late to change testing for the current school year. And now the problems continue.
The AMP test has become sort of infamous, hasn't it?
Carlson says he's concerned about testing scheduling changes because a lot of students will be traveling for events like Art Fest later this month. In Skagway, Superintendent Josh Coffrin says the AMP problems have not affected students. That's because the district fortuitously scheduled testing for later in April, starting on the 14th. Coffrin says he'll wait and see what happens. Hopefully, the issues with the test will be resolved by the time students are scheduled to take them. Reporting in Haines with help from Jovic Nikki in Petersburg, I'm Emily Files.
Organizers for the Freeride World Tour want to come back to Haines, but there are some challenges. That was the message Tourism Director Leslie Ross told the Haines Tourism Advisory Board at a Wednesday meeting. KHNS's Emily Files has the story.
The International Ski and Snowboard Competition held its second event in Haines on March 21st. It's a time of year when local business owners really notice the additional customers. Rhonda Hinson is on the tourism board and owns Main Street souvenir shop Alaska Rods.
I think they make a point of going out and supporting local businesses. I had almost summertime sales during the week that Freeride was here at the store. A lot of them come back and we'll see you next year. We really love, they're very positive about Haines and how much they love to come to Haines.
tourism director Ross said the event went much more smoothly this year than it did last year. In 2015, the competition was postponed multiple times because of weather. This time, they only had to wait a few days for the right conditions.
Overall, I think it was a success. A huge non-success part of it was that the feed didn't go live, which for marketing and for all the sponsors is like extremely disappointing.
The Freeride broadcasts each competition live on its website. That way, fans from around the world can watch as their favorite athletes attempt to flawlessly ski or snowboard down dramatic mountain peaks. A rare satellite problem prevented the live stream from Haines on March 21st. Ross said last year the viewership for the Alaska live stream surpassed all the other stops on the tour. But this year, since the video was uploaded after the event took place, the numbers are way down. Aside from the technical liabilities, another challenge for the Freeride coming to Haines has to do with sponsorships. The other stops on the tour take place at ski resorts or towns that have funds to sponsor the competition, offsetting some of the cost. But Haines has no ski resort, and the borough only budgets about $5,000 for the event.
What I've found is that Haines, we're just too small, and our businesses are too small to ask our town to support this event.
Ross said she suggested that Freeride director Nicholas Hale-Woods approach the state and certain companies about sponsoring the competition's Alaska event.
Because we do have two successful years under us, I think we do have more potential of getting state support.
Other sponsor possibilities include Alaska Airlines, Holland America Cruise Lines, and the Alaska Travel Industry Association. Ross said the Freeride is focused on keeping its Alaska stop, but there is competition from other ski destinations in North America.
One of the comments I consistently hear from them is how welcome they feel in Haines. And I don't think they get that in a lot of the communities because they're in these huge resorts and fish towns. So.
Ross hopes the good relationship the community of Haines has developed with Freeride over the past 2 years will continue to pay off in years to come. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The Minor Offenses Ordinance Ad Hoc Committee met Wednesday night to wrap up a months-long effort to streamline the list of violations. But in an unusual twist, a new offense was added to the ordinance. You can't turn a corner in Haines without seeing or hearing ravens and crows. They are everywhere. And it's the cawing, clicking, squawking sounds of these clever corvids that have many in the Chilkat Valley up in arms.
We need to control this raven menace. They are creepy sounding. Have you ever heard one of them sound like a baby?
That's concerned citizen John Hagen. He says he's okay with taking care of the noise by any means necessary.
There's that incessant cawing. You can't even conduct a radio interview out inside without caw, 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 caw.
The first step in making Haines a more peaceful town is to gather up all the ravens and crows and ship them elsewhere. Here's interim borough manager Brad Ryan.
There's just been a lot of public outcry about the noise, and they wanted us to do something about it. Previously, I was a biologist, and we used cannon net, so I think we'll get some researchers from Oregon State to come in and take care of the capture for us.
The birds will be relocated, but Ryan says he's not sure where yet. A couple of options have been discussed, including Lemon Creek or a refuge in Oregon. If the transplant works, then problem solved. If it doesn't, well, that's where the Minor Offenses Ordinance comes in. The committee agreed to recommend to the Assembly a fine structure to be handed out to the ravens should they return and continue on with their shrieking. Any raven or crow making excessive noise will be fined $50 a day with a maximum penalty of $500. Margaret Friedenauer is one of three Assembly members on the Minor Offenses Ad Hoc Committee.
I would prefer we don't immediately ship the ravens off. I would like to see them issued warnings and allowed a chance to comply before, you know, enforcement takes over.
Friedenauer did vote in favor of the fines for the feathered nuisances, but she says it's a delicate balance between overtaxing the ravens and encouraging them to keep their beaks shut.
I want to keep the ravens here. I think they're a valuable part of the community.
A disorder of ravens gathered Thursday outside the borough offices. Approached for comment, one especially disgruntled bird had this to say. Reporting on April Fool's Day in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.